Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's imagine we can hear the music. Let's imagine that we're in that little studio at Avalon, like we used to. Do you remember the olden days?
All those hundreds of years ago.
Do you remember when you used to come in with your packed lunch?
With my packed lunch, my coleslaw. I know, and I'd just been on the bus, all with all those people and seen all those cars and all that stuff.
I know, and I'd done two trains and a little bus.
That's how
I used to get there. Two trains and a little bus.
Don't
can you imagine?
That anymore, do we?
Can you imagine?
Ages since I've seen you, then. Ages since I've seen you.
You wouldn't recognise me, Judith. I'm so fat.
So am I. Let's not start on that.
Hurrah. Anyway, I've not been myself this week. I'm not 100%. I haven't been 100%. I've just had to take my top off as well. I think I've nipped it in the bud. But I'm. Lady troubles. Yesterday, I just thought, oh, what a difficult wee that was. That was a difficult wee. You know, I've sat down for a normal wee.
Did you have to push it out?
I had to really push it out. And then it was got a bit stingy. And then I thought, I got off the lavatory. I thought, oh, I haven't finished. I've got to go back. I've got to do another wee. And it was only a tiny little trickle.
Jenny.
I thought, oh, here we go now. Here we go. And I had a job on. I had to go and do a sort of Zoom kind of job.
So, what to know about that? Gosh,
well,
exciting.
I'll tell you later. But
right,
anyway, suddenly I just came out all in a sweat. You know, that sort of. And the sudden absolute exhaustion, Judith. I was just doing little bits and bobs around the kitchen. And I just found myself saying, this is quite tragic. I said to myself, just take it slowly, Jenny. Just take it slowly.
Pace yourself.
And I just had to do everything in slow motion. And then I thought it was, I did the supermarket everything and popped some stuff over to Phoebe. And I thought it was going to be all right. But then in the afternoon, Judith, I'd never got off the lavatory.
You'd done too much, hadn't you?
I'd done too much. And then, so I went to bed at 5 o'clock.
Dear.
And I woke up at 7:15. And I think I'd gone through, you know, like in olden days books, when somebody has a crisis in the night and they break through the fever. I think I might have done
yes,
that. I think I got through the worst of it in my sleep. But I was still very tired. And I needed cheese, Judith, when I woke
up. Did you? How interesting.
It was the only thing on my mind. I just thought, I've got to get downstairs. I've got to get to the cheese Tupperware. If I do nothing else in my life, I will get to that cheese Tupperware. And then I watched some telly, had a couple of glasses of wine, even though I don't think I meant to.
Oh, that was silly. That was a silly thing to do, Jenny and Claire.
I know.
Honestly,
I just thought, oh, I won't sleep if I don't have a glass of wine. So I had two. And then I did sleep well. And I'm much better this morning. I've had the powders. Do you remember the old fact, the cyclamen or cystamin or something or other? And they're very sugary powders. Have you had the powders, Judith?
I've never really suffered with cystitis, which is weird given that I've got irritable bowel syndrome and irritable bladder syndrome, which we can come on to in a minute.
You've got irritable everything, Judith. I think
you've got
everything.
Irritable life syndrome.
Yeah, absolutely. My tits
irritable
are pissed
everything.
Off.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Fanny's had enough. Back passage is done in. I'm absolutely underarms are creaking. Everything's fucked. I've got to nip this in the bud because guess why? Guess why it's really important to have a strong and healthy bladder this weekend?
You're going somewhere.
Where do you think I'm going, Judith? I've got a journey.
You're going to see your mum!
Yes! Yes, I'm going to see her. Yes,
that's a big journey. Oh, my God. That's transatlantic.
I know,
shit.
I know. And with a slight bladder problem. It's so ironic, isn't it, that nothing has been wrong with me for weeks on end. And as you know, the weekend approaches, I'm going to go and travel 250 miles, yeah. hopefully without having a wee, which I will, you
oh,
know, if
what?
I...
What? Oh, well,
my sister doesn't want to stop, Judith. My sister doesn't want
she's
to stop.
She's driving,
so
obviously.
She's driving.
For reasons that we know already, because
yeah,
you can't do
of my motorway phobia and my crashing phobia and the fact that I'm a shit driver.
Well, yes.
My sister is driving. Do you know what she said? She said she's very bossy. And the reason why I'm so desperate to get rid of this cystitis is that my sister was so cross with me if I've got my bum hanging out the window. But the journey up to see my mum.
Yeah.
And I don't think it might distract other drivers. My big flabby arse.
May not.
Hanging out.
May not.
But she wants me to sit in the back. She said, "You'll sit in the back." I said, "Well,
what do you mean for social distance? Is it? Is this
yeah,
the car version of social distancing?
Yeah. She wants to social distance.
I can see where she's coming from. I can see where she's coming from. And I think particularly now you've filled us in on the cystitis problem as well. I'm with you. I'm with your sister. Also, you won't have to daughter as much. What's not to like?
Well, I suppose that's true. Yes. All right. I'll arrange myself in the back. I might have a sort of one of those funnel jugs. You know, one of those. What I really need is
a shiwi.
A
shiwi or a bucket.
Yeah.
You do. No, my friend uses those. You know those you don't know those fertilizer tubs, do you? It's a stupid thing for me to say to you because your garden's the size of a postage. But you know when you buy chicken pellets, chicken pellets. For the garden, you go to the garden centre, these great big fucking great, you know, anti-social sort of anti-environmental things that all the stuff comes in, you know, like your chicken pellets. And she uses that because it's got quite a nice little soft lip on the top apparently.
Yeah, but wouldn't it smell of chicken pellets?
You'd wash it out, but it's
okay.
Quite a nice
have
size,
to have a good
but
rinse.
Anyway...
Okay, I've not quite got the picture right in this head. You might have to draw me a picture, Judith, and send it today so I get this chicken pellet kind of
adapter. I think once you see it, you might think,
I got it.
Yes,
okay.
I see what you mean. But a bucket might be, but yes, yeah. Well, no, that would be a worry. But you know what? I think you might be best avoiding the service station loos anyway, because I'm not sure whether
yes.
I want to do that, really.
Well, precisely. So I'd be weeing behind trees anyway. I think we might have to pull over a couple of times. I think we might have to go to a service station, maybe to fill up on petrol and for me to go and wee behind
God,
a tree.
Yes. Absolutely.
We'll have gloves. We'll have masks. My mother's dreading it, by the way. Can I just say this now?
Is she?
Absolutely.
Of course she is. Yeah. Well, she'll probably have to tidy up a bit. I know what will happen. You'll get there. I bet you the two of you will get there and it'll be, why have you been doing that? Well, you know, you've got to stop doing this. Well, hold on a minute. What's this? Blah, 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 won't you? You'll be a naggy couple of daughters.
Yeah, absolutely. Because she's already been visited by my Auntie Eileen. But you're absolutely right. It's going to be that sort of, there'll be a few seconds of, oh, how lovely. This is wonderful. How wonderful. Yeah. This is great. And then the bickering will start. And my sister's already said that she won't sleep in the same bedroom as me. She said, I just can't bear the idea. Can't bear it. So, because my mum's got two bedrooms.
Well, I think you and your sister should. I think,
absolutely. And my mum snores like a truck driver. Yeah, she really does. Sometimes when I'm staying with her, I can hear her through the wall.
Do you snore?
I've never snored in my life.
But you do.
Do you remember when we wrote that grumpy sketch about snoring?
I know what you're saying.
And there was a line that said, men snore, women don't snore. Women just breathe lightly through the nose to keep them alive through the night. That's the truth.
I also remember there was a brilliant line, I think it was yours, that was, you knew it was really bad if it was a double door snorer.
Double door, triple door snore.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can hear it
through two doors and three floors. If you have to sleep on three levels below and with two doors between, you've got a problem, basically. And I remember.
Does Jeff snore, actually? Does Jeff snore?
Of course he does. Of course he does. He's an overweight, middle-aged. Well, I was going to say middle-aged, but he's an elderly, overweight man. Of course he snores. Yeah.
Do you wake yourself up sometimes making you snoring? That happens to me occasionally.
Judith.
Oh, God, that's loud.
No, but you've admitted to me before that you're a noisy sleepy. There's a snoring and the teeth grinding.
Yeah, there's the teeth grinding. But also, I think I do this noise. Okay, I'm going to demonstrate in a minute. Yeah. I remember when I used to go and stay with my grandmother. I was allowed to go and stay the night with her. We had great fun, actually. And lots of laughs in the bed because we shared a double bed. And she used to make this noise, okay? She used to go...
Yeah.
Like that. Really, really
loud. Do you know where you've taken me, Judith, with that? You've taken me to Nana Hesmondholsh's bungalow in Poulton Le Fylde.
Really?
Yeah, because my mother's mother, Nana Hesmondholsh, Jenny Hesmondholsh, I'm named after her. She did that noise.
Yeah. And my mother did that noise exactly the same. And
like
I
a pony.
Yeah, is it like a pony? Yeah. And I can't remember what the circumstances were, but I discovered that Sienna does it as well. It's obviously hereditary.
Oh, my goodness.
It's rather attractive.
Now, Judith, I want to ask you something before we leave Nana's, right?
Oh, yes.
What sweets did you eat with your Nana?
Oh, what were they called? They were tin of, not Coronet. Was it Coronet? Is it Quality Street?
Quality Street. Right, okay.
Yeah. And I used to like the, my favourites were the purple ones with the Brazil nuts. And
the chocolate with the Brazil nut and a bit of toffee around it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we used to look through the purple, you used to take the wrappers off and look through the purple thing at everything in the room and sort of, oh God, I'd completely forgotten that. What about you? What were your sweets?
My grandmother was, she was very like you, Judith. She was a big licorice fan. I mean, tiny woman, she could pack away the licorice. She was very small. She was like a sort of busty Mrs. Pepper Potts. She was really small woman. She was very smart. She's the only woman in our family who's ever been well-dressed. She was born very poor. She was a mill girl. So, you know, her catchphrase was, you know, oh, I never heard a bird sing after the age of 15, because she'd gone deaf in the cotton mills.
Had she really?
Yeah. And then she met my grandfather, who was an orphan. But he was wily, was Tommy Hesmondholsh, wily. And he made a lot of money and he became a solicitor. And she spent his money very well. She was beautifully dressed. Everything matched. You know, she was one of those women that had the hat, the handbag and the shoes.
Oh, how fabulous.
And she was very disappointed in my mother. Very disappointed in June because she wasn't dressy. My mother's never been dressy.
You know, you just said about nanas and licorice. I suddenly got this vision, which I hadn't thought about for about, you know,
sorry, 50
got
a siren
years.
In the background. I'm back I with suddenly, you.
You know, so when you just said nanas and licorice, I just got this picture, which I haven't thought about for, you know, decades and decades, of licorice in Callard and Bow. They were like toffees, but they came in beautiful sort of... silver packs and then they were wrapped in silver, so it was licorice, but it was kind of licorice and toffee, and I think it might have been Callard and Bowyer or something. Does that ring a bell with you?
It's ringing a bell, but I'm thinking that they were, it was licorice and there would maybe be a mint or a strawberry or some other flavour that went with it.
Yes. They were like Sunday best licorice, I think, you know.
You might have to find those online and see if they exist anymore.
They just take your fillings out. I'd be hopeless now. I'd be terrible. I'd be the dentist. Awful. Yeah. Disaster area.
Yeah, I'll have to go next month. You know, when they're back open. I've got some craters. I know I have. Sometimes when I don't let myself do it often, but I run my tongue around my mouth and find where all the problems are. Oh, there's a big old gap at the back. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Do you know, my dentist said to me once, as you get older, your teeth become more brittle. They do actually, and they sort of, you know, and usually, okay, this is a question. Guess what the usual culprit is? What is the thing that most people come into the dentist with, having lost a filling broken a tooth?
I know what this is.
What is it?
Chewing your way out of a quarry. It's eating muesli.
Actually, it's not, but it's up there. No, it's pork crackling. Apparently, it's always pork crackling that does it.
Oh, my
that,
God.
That's the thing. Yeah.
I think I eat pork crackling about once every 7 years. But definitely, I sometimes think, you said it first. You said, these days I have to soak my muesli overnight.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway. It's all over. Listen, I've had to go back to work, Judith. I went back to work last week.
Well, I saw the photo of you in Soho. I couldn't believe it. First of all, what were you doing? First of all, what you were actually doing.
I was recording Older and Wider, which is the menopause book, A Survivor's Guide to the Menopause. And I had to go into Soho to do it. And it was all a bit of a palaver in a way. I was promised a deep cleaned studio and deep cleaned equipment. So I don't know really what that means.
Well,
everyone's bandying this phase around, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's quite easy, kind of social distancing and being very COVID aware when you're recording books, because especially when it's a solo thing, you're just in a little studio by yourself and there's a glass panel between you and the producer and he gives you any instructions through your earphones. So that's all right. But before I went into the studio, I did a bit of checking. I went online to see if the Pret down Wardour Street was going to be open. And Judith, it was.
Oh, wow.
And I haven't had a Pret breakfast for a very long time. I got this rush of emotion that I wasn't quite expecting. When I set foot into the Pret, I suddenly felt incredibly emotional. And
did
as
you?
I reached for an egg sandwich, I got a bit, my eyes filled up with tears. Yes.
So, I'm a little bit troubled about you, Jenny, getting a bit teary.
I'm a very emotional woman. You know that. And I'm, it's so many things. It's basically, it's going back to work. It's normality. It's having a huge thing for an egg sandwich, which I share with Phoebe. So thinking about her, thinking about the last time I was in town and I'd been in a Pret. And just what a sort of big part of a lot of working people's lives these places are, and how we've taken them for granted and everything. And and then I, you know, so I've got my sandwich and then...
Was it empty? Hold on a minute. Was there anybody in there?
Totally empty, Judith. There was one other girl coming out as I went in. So then it's empty and I'm ordering my my skinny decaf latte, but I've got a mask on and he can't hear me. And then, because there's a plexiglass panel now, so between the punter and the barrister. And so he repeats back to me what he thinks I want, and I can't hear what he's saying either. It's an absolute nightmare. And at, by this point, I'm thinking, oh, fuck it, I don't really care, as long as it's hot and wet, you know. And so I've got, anyway, and then I went back at lunchtime to get a salad, and the excitement and the novelty had completely worn off, and I just had this really lonely salad lunch.
Yeah.
And then Jeff picked me up. Honestly, Judith, because I couldn't go to town on public transport, because that's the one thing I'm still really scared of.
Yes, me too. Yeah.
So,
so Jeff took you. Jeff drove
took
you.
Me. Yeah. I felt like a teenager going to a party. Definitely. It's a bit like... Will you take me and will you pick me up after? It was like a double whammy.
Yes, absolutely.
Will you pick
How
me
would
up
you
after?
Got home?
Well, I'd have had to walk.
God.
You know, which wouldn't have done me any harm. So he kept picked me up at 5 o'clock, Judith, and we sailed through Soho onto Regent Street.
It's hard to visualise.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, it'll be different today, won't it? Because the shops opened on Monday. So, I gather there'd been loads and loads of people shopping and queuing at fucking Primark.
Do you think, really? I have a horrible feeling that there'll be an initial rush of shopping and then people will go, well, I haven't got any money.
Absolutely. No, I mean, I get the fact that you want some retail therapy, of course, absolutely. I mean, it's, but I've started to get that online. I just got really, really good at shopping online, actually.
Oh, what have you bought?
Not quite a lot of things. Well, obviously there's been a puppy list, hasn't there? Puppy list of purchases online now.
Yeah. So what have you bought for the puppy though?
I've got a crate. I bought some because I've got a very, very bossy email from the breeder. Really, really.
No, that's good, Judith. That's good.
Oh, it is. It's very good. Got to get two crates. I mean, it costs a bloody fortune, but I'm going to try and get most of it secondhand. And then I've got to buy some toys.
Of course,
and I ordered some shoes. She's got to have a teddy. She's actually got to have a teddy, apparently.
She doesn't have to.
Well, that's what
is this from the breeder?
Yes. She's got to have got to take a little towel along. We're allowed to go and see her on the 4th of July.
Oh, that's exciting.
And, and apparently we take something for her to put, you know, for them to put in the pen with
the smell of you.
So, no, it's got to smell of her mum and smell of her siblings. Because actually, I think the first few days is going to be really bad. She's going to be really upset, and the recommendation is that she sleeps in the in her crate next to my bed. I mean, I think I might need to rein myself in a bit because it is becoming a little bit like, you know, the substitute.
That's fine. That's absolutely fine. I think you're allowed.
I think if I put it in a bib, you might have to have strong words with me. Absolutely. So what have you been busy work-wise, project-wise?
I'm going through my pink phase for starters.
Oh, you've been dying.
Thanks to Zoom, I started noticing the door panel that covers the boiler in my study. Right, it's just a sort of, it was like MDF. It was just very blonde wood, and I just, every time I saw it on Zoom, I thought, I fucking hate that. That door annoys me. So I took it off, right, and well, Jeff took it off.
What, actually took the whole door off?
Yeah.
Took the whole door off? Oh, my God. Well, that is clever.
No, it's meant to come off quite easily because the boiler's behind it, so it's detachable. Okay. It's all, you know. Yeah. Anyway, we've got these trestle legs that have been knocking around in the back garden. I don't know where we got them from, but they're just plastic trestle legs, you know, those sort of triangular things that you can balance a top on. And those up in the dressing room, which sounds very grand. It would be a spare bedroom if we wanted to have guests, but obviously we don't, so it's a dressing room. And because we are very antisocial. And I put the door on those, and I painted it pink, right? I painted a French rose by Sanderson's, if anybody wants to. It's quite nice pink. I think it's quite nice pink. But I'm not stopping there, Judith. I'm going to decoupage it. Jeff bought me this book, right, and it's about roses, but it came with a lot of illustrated plates of roses, Victorian style. And I thought, I really like these. So I'm going to stick about, I think there's about 18 of these plates on this door.
Did and Jeff then I'll know you're doing this?
Yeah.
Well, isn't it going to look, I don't mean to burst your bubble, but I mean, it sounds lovely. It sounds gorgeous, but doesn't it sound a bit more like sort of bedroomy than living roomy?
It's not living room. No. Judith, you haven't been listening to me. It's in my study.
Oh, it's in your study. That's where the Zoom is. Of course. Do you know what confused me? What confused me was the cupboard which you stuck all your art on for the Larry Grayson show.
Grayson Perry.
Little bit different.
The Grayson it's not that door
that you were on. I see. Oh, well, thank you.
It's not a
that.
Communal door. I wouldn't sort of upset Jeff to the point where, you know, I went to... Because I've gone a bit, you know, traditional barges, you know, those sort of highly painted barges. There's a little bit of that in me. You know, and of course it's an anathema to Jeff and it upsets him. But if it's in my room, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's in my room.
Quite.
Absolutely.
No,
but he's joined in.
I'm loving the sound of that. Now, interestingly, I've been upcycling a chest of drawers yesterday. Yeah. And while I was doing it, I was thinking, well, A, I haven't got any work. B,
who has?
Well, who has, absolutely. I was thinking, well, do you know what? Maybe I could. It's probably exactly what happens when anybody upcycles anything, right? You start to think, well, maybe I could do, you know, I could pick them up for the charity shop and I could do this. And then I was thinking, because I didn't really know what you were doing, whether I could paint, you know, a few of my flowers on them and bespoke them.
Of course you can.
You know, and then flog them at sort of like, you know, posh Cotswold country fairs, I was thinking.
Why not? You've got lots of things, you know, you've got to...
I'm a bit slapdash, you see. I'm not like you. I'm far too slapdash.
Oh, but... listen, if I didn't have Jeff poking his nose over my shoulder, saying, just hold on a second, and being really sensible with things like... So we're painting it in the dressing room. He's going, we've got to close the windows now. I think, why do we have to close the windows? He said, well, because bits of dust and leaf and stuff.
He's taking it seriously.
He takes it all seriously.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Oh God, the other thing that's happening is that my hair, Jenny, is really, I mean, now I am seriously in need of a haircut now. It is, you know, it's kind of reached that sort of sagging. You know, that my mother would have said it's the sort of hairdo that sort of, you know, kind of brings you down. It's sort of like,
yeah, dragging you down.
Yeah, drags you down. Yeah, yeah. It's like a kind of bra that's lost its elastic. It's, yeah, it's just rather
flat. How long is it?
Well, it's, you know, it's quite long. It's sort of,
is it down to your shoulders?
Yeah, down to, oh yeah, it's definitely down to my shoulders. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And have you thought of plaits? Or one thick plait? Oh, go on, Judith. Oh, go on, plaits.
That's a really cruel dare. I don't know. I am not doing that.
Well, challenge of the week. I'm not saying, you know, a plait on either side, because I think that trying to get away with the Heidi stroke schoolgirl kind of thing is a little bit unnerving, you know, when you're in your 60s. But I do think you've got very good quality hair, and I think one thick blonde plait, just neatly done round the back, there's nothing wrong with that, Judith, and I think you could get away with it, I really do.
Go on then. I might have a go at that. But what about you? You've been to the salon, Jeff's salon, to have your hair bleached. But yours must be getting quite long now as well.
Yeah, it needs. I need to go back to the salon. He's offered possibly a slot this afternoon, but I'm not sure whether the cystitis will take sitting in the chair for that long.
You're not going to let him cut it, are you?
Oh, yeah, he's cut it before. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and weirdly, I tell you who the hairdresser in the family is. Phoebe's boyfriend, Tristram. He's done her hair. And honestly, I mean, he's done a proper cut, not a trim. He's absolutely, you know, going...
Really? Yeah. What, giving it some shape and some structure?
Giving it shape, yeah. I mean, really sort of like, so that when they came round... Oh, we've had a garden full this week, Judith. I don't know about you. How's your garden been?
Oh, yes, we've had a few people around. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is nice-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
Who have you had? You've had Phoebe and Tristram around, obviously.
Yeah, I've had Phoebe and Tristram. I've had my brother, I've had my sister.
Oh, my God, you have. That sounds like a garden party.
Ah, Judith, I had the two of them around at the same time because, you know, my sister lives on the same road as me. So when my brother turned up, I phoned my sister to say, Benjamin's in the back garden. Do you want to pop over, you know, social distancing, etc.? And anyway, she jogged up because she's a running type. And I had the two of them in the back garden. Now, I gave them both. I sent you a present this week. You haven't mentioned it.
I gave them both
what I gave you. And I honestly, neither of them said anything. They just sort of opened the envelope and just put it down on the floor. Never mentioned it again. I know.
Well, I was thrilled with mine. So I got a parcel from you and it was... Well, a lot of the lovely things that you've done in your art a day in lockdown, you'd made into sort of, well, I suppose notelets is what we used to call them, isn't it?
Yeah.
But nice kind of postcards. Not postcards, that's underselling them into the sort of thing, proper
but
cards.
I think a notelet is... I think
a notelet.
I sent you a pack of six. Beautiful. A variety pack of six notelets.
Yes.
Oh, I got a migraine on Vistaprint. I did these via Vistaprint. And, you know, there'll be people listening thinking, oh, it's dead easy. You just drag the photos that you want to use. Oh, God in heaven, I've gotten such a mess. I had to phone the helpline. And in the end, you know, they always try and fob you off with typing in things in a box. And then,
I
just said, no, and I want to talk to somebody. I need proper help.
I've got to be guided in.
This woman, right? She did it more or less remotely. She got all my photos. She said, send me, this is my email address. I'm not even sure she was allowed to do this. She said, oh, God, this is my email address. Send me the photos you want making into cards. So I did all this. But then I got into a panic and I chose some of the wrong ones. But anyway, it doesn't matter. And she got it all sorted out for me. And, oh, dear.
When you said, is it Vitaprint?
Vistaprint.
I think I still get emails from them, which I delete straight away, because I ordered, you know, one of those photo albums from them. And the only way I could do it in the end was literally do their random selection, because I couldn't work out how to get it in. Yeah. And, you know, some of them are kind of tiny little things, and then there's huge blown up ones, and they're all over the place. But anyway, I managed to do it.
I know. But, I found it really hard. And apparently it's kind of, they've dummied it down for complete idiots, but even so. Anyway.
Will you hug your mum when you see her?
Well, it's a very odd thing, this hugging thing, isn't it? I mean, for starters, I'm not particularly a hugger, but I do hug my mother and I kiss my mother's face and I hold her hand. So that's going to be weird if I don't do that. But I have read and I've seen online the new hugging rules, and apparently grandchildren particularly are meant to hug their grandparents from behind, so there's no face-to-face contact.
Gosh,
but the idea of sort of hugging my old mum from behind, A, it's going to look like I'm giving her the Heimlich manoeuvre.
And yes, it's just, it
feels like some kind of medical intervention rather than loving, here I am, your daughter's come to see you, I'm giving you a big hug. My sister will probably take charge of the hugging. No doubt.
She'll take charge of it. Let me just say that she will take charge of everything. That's perfectly clear.
I think we'll basically do what our Sarah says.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, you won't go far wrong if you do what Sarah says, actually, I think.
But I'm just thinking about that thing about grandchildren hugging old grandparents from behind. You know, young people running at the backs of the grandparents' legs. It's going to end in kind of pratfalls, face down on the floor, isn't it?
Yes,
you know, just surprise hugs round the knee, then grandma goes down. Oh, dear.
So what is Jeff going to be doing this weekend when you're not around then? Paint me a picture of what he will be doing.
Well, he might be finishing up my gooseberry crumble, Judith.
Oh, you made some gooseberry crumble?
Yeah.
Very good. Where did you get the gooseberries from? From Sainsbury's?
No, I got them in my veg box and I looked at them and thought,
did you?
Christ, what am I going to do with these?
Oh.
And I couldn't make a pie because the pastry I bought when you challenged me to make a pie had gone mouldy. I didn't know pastry went mouldy.
What, you thought it sort of lasted forever?
Yeah, I thought it was a bit like plastic.
Yeah, it's probably about 2 months ago, Jenny.
Yeah,
so how?
I know.
Oh, I like a bit of gooseberry crumble. Very nice. Did you put much sugar in it?
I did what the recipe told me to do.
Oh,
I went
BBC.
That's
a stupid question. Yeah. I forget that you use recipes. I don't really.
Yeah.
Well, we got, finally, for the first time ever, we got the gooseberries off the gooseberry bushes before the birds this year, which is an absolute first. And as you know, it's a battle. Who gets the bloody thing?
Nail
first.
Biting. I'm off squirrels this week because I've got this big pot of, let me just think, love and a mist. I got some seeds, Nigella seeds, right? Which I think is the same as love and a mist. And I planted them. And I scattered them in this big pot. And they came up, the seedlings came up, a huge amount of green stuff. Oh, and then a squirrel got in yesterday and I think it thought, it had a nut buried beneath this field love and a mist and destroyed half the tub.
What, just pulled it up to try and find something underneath?
Yeah.
Bastard.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Bloody hell.
I know. I sort of looked at it. I thought, oh, well, that's ruined. And I don't have much in my garden. And I'd really tried with this. I'd really made a real effort. And it was such kind of vandalism.
Oh.
It was squirrel vandalism.
Yeah,
I was
they're thugs. They're thugs.
Yeah. Anyway, there we go.
So we've got the broad beans nearly out. The courgettes are, the avalanche of courgettes is about to happen because once they start coming, my God, they
can't
really
stop them.
We're bracing ourselves for that. I pulled up a few potatoes yesterday, a little bit too soon. No, annoying because once you pull them up, you can't put them back. But your potatoes must be. Have you got flowers on your potatoes yet?
I haven't got flowers, Judith. They're looking a bit slug riddled actually at the moment. So
should have some flowers soon.
Well, they're budding, but they're not. And no, I think that we had a very good start with the potatoes, and I think that they have fallen at the final hurdle, I'm afraid.
Well, no, they won't. You can't. They're indestructible. There'll be potatoes underneath that soil.
When should I start to probe?
Well, I think you should give it another couple of weeks in case the flowers haven't come yet, but then I think you should start probing. Yeah.
I think it's time for our culture roundup of the week. We've actually had a couple of emails saying they enjoy our culture roundup and have found the suggestions quite useful. So there
yes, that's what, yes, I know. That's rather heartening, isn't it? But actually, I tell you what we should say. I need to say before we start getting into the culture thing is I listened to Little Lifetimes. Your the first episode of Your Little Lifetimes. On Radio 4. Bloody hell, it was good, Jenny. It was good, really.
And I think Pauline McGlynn is a really good actress, and I think she did a lovely job on it. And that's all those will be available on Sounds. There's another one out this week, which is called Someday My Prince Will Come. And I like that one as well. And that will be available on Sounds. When this goes out on Friday morning, you can also hook up on Sounds and find Little Lifetimes if you fancy it. They're 15 minutes.
They're really good, Jenny. You're very clever. You really
Thank you very much indeed. So let's start with telly. What are we watching?
We're watching Mad Men into about episode 6 or 7. Loving that. Really loving it. And I can see why. I can actually see why Jon Hamm was such a sort of heartthrob. He's very sexy. There's a lot of sex in it, actually.
Right. And are you turned on by it?
I am quite turned on. Because he's the kind of guy that, and I think I've always been turned on by, you know, kind of suits and lovely, you know, there's nice sort of thick white shirts and little thin ties. He's gorgeous. He's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
So you've always been turned on by a bit of smooth.
I think I have actually, yes, if I'm honest. I don't think I go for the sort of...
That's your saving grace, you see. My past was always the rough. And I think that it was a really good job that I hitched up with Jeff, because otherwise...
Well, yeah, I was going to say, because you didn't go for the rough with Jeff.
No, I know. Yeah, there's a bit of me, just a little bit of self... preservation that kicked in when I was 22 and went, no, don't be ridiculous now. What do you want, a junkie for the rest of your life? Look at this fella over there. He's got his own flat and a car. Don't be mental. Okay.
We've also been watching Staged.
Okay.
Have you seen Staged?
I've read about it. This is David Tennant and...
Michael Sheen, who are obviously mates, right? And they've got a sort of ease. Their relationship has a kind of, you know, intimacy and ease. They obviously like each other a lot. And so it's kind of shot on Zoom in their homes, presumably with their spouses and you know, it's got to be, hasn't it, really? In fact, I'm sure it is. And it's about a kind of project which somebody suggests that they start to prepare online and rehearse online for when the lockdown finishes, so they've got a project ready. But that's, you know, it's so much more than that. And it's kind of erudite and it's funny. And actually, you would love it, I think, in terms of the bullshit that happens in the media, you know, in the sense that, you know, they kind of catch each other out, sort of being untruthful without giving too much away. And you've got the added layer of seeing their houses and their spouses, you know, which, as we know...
Houses and spouses.
Quite a thing.
Oh, yeah. But that really appeals to us, doesn't it? That sneaky snoopiness.
I
read a very, very good review about Staged yesterday.
I'm
definitely going in. You've sold
it. It's ever so good.
I'm on it. I'm totally on that.
Yeah.
My recommendations are, I'm still up to the eyeballs in The Sopranos. We're on series 2 now, episode 7. We're absolutely gobbling them back. It's disgusting the rate that we're just devouring.
How many episodes in an evening?
Not more than 2.
Yeah.
Because I can't stay up that late, you know. and then we've watched 2 episodes. And this is, I think that, you know, in light of recent events in the last couple of weeks with Black Lives Matter and, you know, the appalling, embarrassing show of terrible white men last weekend, sort of defending statues and being ridiculous and doing beery pisses all around our city. Disgusting, disgusting creatures. I think that...
They'd be ashamed.
It really, really, really ashamed and made me think, you know, what kind of women are with these men? You know, how do you stay at home knowing that someone like that is going to come back through your door? How do you live with the ugliness?
Yep, ugliness is the word. Dreadful, dreadful.
So I think that because I feel like a very overprivileged white woman, now and again, I'm going to make a bigger effort to read and watch more black culture.
Yep.
And something I really want to highly recommend this week, and I think if you're missing Fleabag, I think that Michaela Cole has come up with something that is a kind of more urban, streety. She's a young black woman who's had a massive success with a book about being a millennial black woman, and she's due to write her, to have finished her second novel, and she goes on a night out when she should be writing, and events happen. It's just hits you between the eyeballs.
What's it called?
It's called I May Destroy You.
Mm.
And Michaela Cole, she's got form. She's written stuff before. She is somebody to watch carefully because I think that really she's got something going on. I've finished Hamnet, which is the book by Maggie O'Farrell. I'm really glad now that I've listened to it. I found it some of it hard going because it's just gut-wrenchingly sad at times. And I found it, the sadness of it, quite difficult. It's very brilliant and it's beautifully written. I need something light, though, to sort of balance that up. Next, Jeff and I, our shared one, we're still on the Craig Brown Beatles book. It is massive. We're on chapter 102.
Oh, my God. Really?
And may I just say, John Lennon is coming over as a bit of a prick.
That's interesting.
So we're on to emails, Judith.
Now, the first thing to say is we've had a lot of interest in your long knickers. There are a lot of people, haven't they, asking about your summer long line knickers, wanting to know where you get them.
Yeah, I've got them from my Amazon. I put a picture up of the very ones that I buy on our shared Instagram page, Judith. So, you know, but there are other types available, obviously.
None of whom are sponsoring us.
No.
And the knicker roll phenomena. The knicker roll phenomena has definitely chimed in with a lot of the gang. And then we've had an email from Liz, bracket 67, who wants to open up the topic of chin infestation, right? So shall I read out her email?
Absolutely,
I won't read it all out, but anyway, so yes. Yeah. So she says, okay, she thanks us for our talk about cysts and feet chats. And she says, but the thing I want to know your opinion on is chin hair, she says. I try to keep my chin hair in check, leave it 4 days, and we're talking forestation, but tell me, do you think there comes a time when chin hair stops growing? Now, I think there's a lot to be said about this. And she goes on and she says, also, do you think I could get research funding for the subject? Indeed, has any research already been undertaken? And do you know of any opportunities for bearded ladies? Well, yeah, you see, I thought it was an interesting subject, and it is an interesting subject, but I'm a little worried that she thinks she might be getting a PhD out of it. But anyway, I don't think it... Now, I've tried everything. I know you don't have the same problems as me,
no.
Do you?
No, I have about five very, five hairs that I cannot get rid of. I mean, they're just sort of dotted around my chin, and every week I have to sort of get them.
And are they the long, wiggly pubic ones, or are they stubborn, wiry?
Stubborn wiries.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we should kind of the worst sort. But so you've got yours under control. You've got your infestation well under control, haven't you, really?
I think it's genetic. I'm just not very hairy, yeah.
So I've tried everything. I've tried in order of in chronological order. I think I went through a phase of having them waxed.
Yeah.
And, you know, they also always say this, don't they, in beauticians, that the more you have something waxed, the less the hair will grow.
Yeah,
well, I actually think it's the opposite.
Okay.
So I did that. And then I went through years of having electrolysis, cost a fortune, absolutely pointless,
right?
Really painful. And now I'm on to threading. And I don't think any of it works, really.
Yeah, but you can't self-thread. That's the problem in lockdown, is that, you know, learning to thread is a lifelong thing, I think. I think it's something you're born into.
Yeah, really clever.
So what are you doing at the moment, Judy?
Well, I've just left it. It's the first time I've left it in ages. Ah, now, you see, there's interesting, because it may be that I've reached the peak and it's settled down. Now, you see, now Liz, bracket 67's email, suddenly is starting to... makes sense to me, because maybe she's right. Maybe if you leave it, not if you keep having it done, but maybe if you leave it, you get reach the sort of, you know, the kind of peak.
They tire themselves out. Yeah, I feel that there's a sort of point where the follicle becomes exhausted. And that's maybe where you are.
Maybe. But I think I am very, very hairy nonetheless. But I don't think, Liz, you're going to get a PhD out of it. Sorry. It's not going to happen.
It's a shame. It's a shame.
Yeah. It's a good idea, but not going to happen. Yeah.
But good luck with your beard anyway, yes. Liz, you know.
Yes. Yeah. And then Joe57 sent us a beautiful picture of her holding hands with her partner, who she hasn't seen for a very, very, very long time during lockdown. I thought it was really lovely, actually.
Yes, it was a beautiful picture of hand-holding. And if I'm allowed, if my sister will let me hold my mother's hand at the weekend, I will take a photograph and put that on our Instagram
would you?
Page. Yes, I will.
I think that's a really lovely thing. Well, don't be too bossy. When you see your mother, don't be too bossy with her, okay? Just lay off a bit.
So I'll update you on all that with my mum next week. But at this point right now, I'm going to sign off. I'm going to say goodbye. How about you, Judith?
Yeah. Bye-bye, gang. Lovely to talk to you. And Jenny, I hope you make it up to the north without going to the loo too many times. And good luck with the cystitis. And send our love to your mum. I'm so thrilled you're going to see her.
Absolutely. And don't forget to email us and to join in on our Instagram page, olderwiderpod@gmail.com. Oh, thank God.
Did that
Judith,
together
thank
then.
God you were there.
Look at that. Two-hander.
Thank you very much, because I went blank, I tell you. I'm going to the loo now. I'll see
you.
Speak to you next week. Lots
of
love.
Bye, Jenny. Bye-bye. Bye, gang. Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.